He is an attorney. He's been on many boards, still is on many boards, has been involved in the community. Pretty fiery, athletic guy, and he always lets you know what he thinks, and he's on the other end of our line. Charles, how are you?
I'm good this morning. Tony, how about yourself?
I'm doing very well. Charles is a member of the Lansing School District's Board of Education. Last night at a meeting, it was voted by the board that T.C. Wallace should be paid a sum of money and basically take a leave of absence, and I know you weren't happy with that. Tell us about this process and what you think.
Well, the problem you have, Tony, is that Dr. Wallace, his contract was scheduled to go to 2013. He came in and we renegotiated his contract to say that he'll be superintendent until June 30th of this year. And that's a contract. And I think that by us, you know, by the board voting to put him on administrative leave, I think affects his ability to possibly go out and get other employment.
Well, it's been thought by the Lansing School District board members that we had talked to last night. We covered that meeting with our own Jesse Wise. Some of them told Jesse that in order for the district to make important decisions and move forward, they needed an interim person in place. And to have an interim person and a current superintendent in place didn't make much sense and could cause some conflict. How do you feel about that?
That's just a way of saying we've got somebody that we want to put in that position, and we're going to justify it in any manner that we can. The person that they wanted, they put him out as administrative contract last year in November. This person has not worked for a school district since 2001. Highest level job I could find was a vice principal, maybe principal of a smaller school within the district, but no district experience. Worked for the Board of for the Michigan Department of Education. Nothing that would say that it relates to how do you move a district of 13,000 students, 900 employees, with a $187 million budget. How do you move this district forward? What I heard last night was she knows a lot about curriculum. Well, we have a curriculum director for that. I mean, I want to know what type of experience a person's had in a district where they've done some things positively to move that district forward. This person has none of that.
So, continue. I'm sorry.
Yes, but you know, but it's not about the person. It's about the process that was used to get that person. They went through a process where that person's name was on it. They did not allow an open process. I talked to you about this, I think, the last time we talked. We should have interviewed for the interim we should have advertised for the interim superintendent. We should have allowed internal candidates, you know, to be involved. They wanted someone who has a commitment to the district. I think internal candidates have that. I think that the district deserves better.
Well,
I think we deserve a better process in trying to look through candidates for an interim job.
Well, Kamal Kanul did work for the Lansing School District at one time.
Yeah. 2001, and the highest level position that she had was, I think, like a vice principal or principal position. So I don't know. I know, and the thing is, to me, that's not current involvement in a public school district. You know, I know they want someone with a fresh perspective and things of that nature, but I just think it was a way to get the person that they wanted.
You know, from a journalistic perspective, Charles, it seems that from day one, T.C. Wallace wasn't embraced by everyone in the district and everyone on the school board, and a lot of folks who you currently work with on that board didn't want him there.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you know, you need to try to justify why. We've had a balanced budget every year that he's been there. We've passed every audit. We've improved our AYP standing. Our MEAP scores have improved in comparison to districts that are comparable to us. Our test scores are as good or better. So you need to identify what is it that you don't like. I mean, here's a person who's been a superintendent in a number of different districts, and he's done some positive things for this district.
All right. To counter that, though, Mr. Wallace came from the Mount Clemens School District. I went to that school district. I still have classmates who work in administrative positions there. They still are trying to fight their way through some budget deficits from T.C. Wallace's tenure there, which also had some legal ramifications. Here he is with financial challenges here as well as academic challenges. I know the MEEP scores have improved, but they haven't been at acceptable levels yet. And he's been rumored to be involved in the process of another job as a superintendent. So could you see how there could be some concerns about Dr. Wallace?
Well, the thing is, if you knew your job was going to end on June 30th, would you be looking for another job if you wanted to stay employed?
I sure would.
Okay, well, so that, I don't think that's something out of the norm, you know. And so, you know, but Dr. Wallace has been to a number of districts. You know, I can't speak to what's happened in Mount Clemens. I mean, I can't even say it's directly related to anything that T.C. Wallace did. But the things that he's done for this district, I think, have been positive.
All right, well, let's talk about moving forward. There is someone that's going to be in place at the interim level. Will you support that decision?
You know, I support moving the district forward. I mean, a lot of people think that what I'm doing is not moving the district forward. I've always supported moving this district forward. I think I've come up with proposals to, I think, that will help the district move forward. I embrace anything that's going to be positive for this district. I'm a K-12 graduate, so are my brothers and sisters, so are my children. My mother is a retired teacher from Lansing. I'm very committed to this district. So if any talks about embracing and moving forward, that's all I'm about, is moving forward. And so at this point, because I'm not in agreement with the process that we use, there's nothing I will do to sabotage or do anything to move this district backwards. I'm going to continue to be the board member I've been. I've already got a proposal for restructuring that I will be presenting to the board that I think will help move us forward based on comments I've heard from parents and other people who've been concerned about this district. That's all I'm about. If you look at my background, I've always been about moving forward and making things positive and being successful.
Charles, do you know why an out-of-state firm was hired to find a new permanent superintendent as opposed to a local or one that was located in the state just to keep that money here?
Yeah, well, the thing is, that's what, Tony, you hit the nail on the head. I did not vote for the out-of-state firm. I mean, we had the Michigan Association of School Board that has already been involved in searches for superintendents in this state. I think that are very familiar with the process, that could have done a nationwide search just as well as someone from out of state. I don't think those dollars should have went to an out-of-state firm. I think we got a firm right around the corner that could have done just as good a job, if not better, for us. So I did not see why we had to go with an out-of-state firm. I'd like to have kept those dollars right here in Michigan, but that's not the vote. So we've got to work with this firm to make sure we get the best superintendent that we can.
Final question for you. The MEEP test scores were down throughout the state of Michigan because the standards were raised. They were also lower in the Lansing School District. What's your take on that?
Well, the thing is I think that when you look at the fact that we are an urban school district, where, you know, we have some challenges that other areas do not have, but I think that if you look at comparable districts, our scores, and not to say our scores are great, that they can improve, but I think you see the same kind of decline in similar areas. We're definitely working on trying to improve those scores. We've got some things in place that we're looking to that will help us. We passed some things last night, Read 180, a lot of different things. Those are the challenges that we know that we have, and we're definitely trying to work at meeting those and making things better for our students here in Lansing.
Well, Attorney Charles Ford is a member of the Lansing School District's Board of Education. Have a good day in court today, Charles. Thanks so much.
Thank you.